continuing drama of the migrants crowded up against the Greek-Macedonian border took a dramatic new turn when three Afghans drowned trying to cross a raging mountain river. The victims were among at least 2,000 migrants who acted on a sudden rumor that an unguarded spot at the border had been found. Television images showed dramatic scenes of migrants, children, and even old people in wheelchairs waist-deep in foaming rivers and trying to scale steep mountain paths in the driving rain. Reports from Macedonia indicate that about 700 people made it over the border from Greece, only to be rounded up and sent back to the makeshift camp at Idomeni, where about 15,000 are still languishing ankle-deep in mud.
Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the Russian military to withdraw most of its forces from Syria yesterday, timing his move to coincide with the launch of Syria peace talks. But Mr. Putin made it clear that Russia will maintain its air base and a naval facility in Syria and keep some troops there. Meanwhile, the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria says the first day of the latest round of Syrian peace talks in Geneva were useful, as Peter Kenny reports.
Staffan de Mistura, the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, says the first day of the latest round of Syrian peace talks in Geneva were useful. The two sides are not meeting face-to-face. Instead, UN negotiator de Mistura has started talks by meeting with the Syrian government delegation under its ambassador to the UN in New York, Bashar Jaafari. De Mistura said the talks are the only way of stopping 5 years of war that has claimed more than 270,000 lives. Even though the stakes are high, there is no alternative to the talks, said the special envoy.
These talks are important. They are strongly wanted and requested by the ISSG, which is the 18 countries who are part of it, plus two international organizations. They are strongly urged by the US and Russia Federation, the P5s, and the Security Council. So let's be clear. These talks are wanted by the international stakeholders.
If the talks do not hold, the only alternative is a war that can be even worse than the one now. There is much distance between the sides, de Mistura admitted. He said the basis of the intra-Syrian talks is the Geneva communique from June 2012 and Resolution 2254 adopted by the UN Security Council in December. The real issue is political transition, he said. Peter Kenny for Vatican Radio in Geneva.